CD 3. Track 22.
And so it's time for our regular Letter from America from Alistair Boyle.
Thanks, Sue. The Irish writer George Bernard Shaw once wrote that the United Kingdom and the United States were two countries separated by the same language. It is true that English is spoken on both sides of the Atlantic, but it is not quite the same English. For example, the British turn on the tap to get water, the Americans use the faucet. The British drive down the motorway and walk along the pavement. The Americans drive down the freeway and walk along the sidewalk, but not unless they really have to. The British eat biscuits with their tea. The Americans prefer cookies with their coffee. Not coffee, but coffee. You see, the accents are different too. If you want to sound like an American, do not say, "Not a lot of Scots are called jock," but pronounce that O sound like an A and say, "Not a lot of Scots are called Jack." Thanks to Hollywood, to films and TV, to Indiana Jones and Homer Simpson, it is easy for the British to understand Americans. However, many Americans find the British accent harder to follow. They may not always understand it, but generally they like it. They think British speakers sound cute, intelligent, sophisticated, or even romantic. You can thank Hugh Grant for that one. However, in Hollywood films, it is amazing how often the baddies have English accents. Not the normal criminals, but the evil masterminds behind the terrible plans. Especially in Walt Disney films. Really, just think of Scar in The Lion King, Ursula in The Little Mermaid, or Shere Khan in The Jungle Book. It's even worse for the Scots. The most famous Scottish characters in American cinema and TV are Willy, the muscular groundskeeper from The Simpsons, and the big green monster Shrek. Some British people don't like the way Americans speak English and consider it somehow less authentic than the Queen's English. They get really angry when they hear Americans saying, "I'm really mad," when they mean angry. They don't agree that fall follows summer, or that "I guess" is as good as "I suppose." And they do not think "not" should be pronounced "nat." So, it is really rather funny to find out that many of these Americanisms are more original than the British English alternatives. Fall was the English word for autumn before the French arrived in 1066. Mad probably came from a provincial English way of speaking, and "I guess" has been in use since the Middle Ages. Oh, and the pronunciation of "not" as "nat" is found in the writings of Chaucer in the 16th century. There is one obvious reason to prefer American English to British English, and here I am sure that millions of English language students around the world would agree. The spelling is simpler and more sensible. I mean, seriously, which is the better way to spell the word plough? P-L-O-U-G-H or P-L-O-W?
Thanks, Alistair.